Good morning, Vietnam. That was good. I haven't seen that movie in years.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead.
Robbie.
I bet he died. Okay. So when we're ready, give me a countdown.
No, we're ready.
Give me a countdown.
I think we started already.
Oh, okay. So, hey.
Yeah. Long time ago.
This is week three. Third time is a charm. Welcome back to Dad So Hard. This is week three.
I thought it was four. So I am
Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads, two fathers, two friends, co-workers, wishful fraternity brothers in a previous life.
Not a fraternity guy.
I know. Maybe lookalikes. Not really.
Nope. Not even close.
No. But we are here to talk about what it is like in our lives to be a dad, work hard, play hard, and...
Dad hard. Gotta say that.
So if you have never listened to us, thank you for listening and subscribing to our podcast. You can find us on iTunes. Obviously, you already have since you're listening. Follow us on Instagram. We want more followers on Instagram. Dad So Hard Podcast. Dad So Hard Podcast. And tweet us.
That one is a little tricky. That's at Dad So Hard Pod.
And I don't think we've received a tweet yet, so there could be a shout out for the first person to tweet us.
I also don't fully understand Twitter.
I think I've logged on once. I think Twitter's, I don't even know what it's for.
Twitter's dead, man.
It's dead. But we also have to do a big, huge welcome. Danny, I don't know if you saw this news in our dashboard this week, but there's a big achievement for our podcast in only 3 weeks. Do you know what it is?
What?
We have gone international.
Get the hell out of here.
That is right. We are dadding
Mexico?
Hard. We are dadding hard north of the border.
How do we know?
There was a Canadian fan who locked on and listened.
Oh, okay.
And according to Google Analytics, that came...
Oh, that's what I meant. So we knew, like, how did we know that it was Canada and not...
It's tech.
Says Canada?
It's called tech.
It's tech.
It's all the data that's out there. We're data mining. We actually know everywhere people live.
Big data.
If you think we're not following you, when you listen to this, we know everything about you.
I wish it was somewhere a little more exotic.
No, I think it was good because we talked about Canada.
That's definitely not why.
And maybe somebody, there was some buzz.
Okay.
Either way, I think it's
Across
big.
The border.
Right, and I think the next move is maybe Australia.
Yep.
Maybe
Down Under.
Maybe Italy.
That's my Australian accent.
That's good.
So everybody out there, tweet your fans. We want to make this, we want to be huge.
It's got to be because of the Twitter profile. That must have done it.
It's all those two tweets we've sent.
Yeah.
I think we have a packed show today, everybody, so buckle up.
Yeah, no commercials.
No, there isn't.
Oh.
No, wait, we have a commercial.
Limited commercial interruption.
We'll edit that out.
We have a commercial.
We'll edit that one out.
Daniel, our producer, it took a while to get set up this morning. He was also late. So anybody who employs anybody out there, just make sure they're on time.
Even though we don't employ him. But.
This is hanging out with the two of us for 45 minutes. 7 o'clock in the morning is a job.
Yeah,
that is
sure.
A job. So, but I'm excited because, as a dad, there is one thing that I think we all have in common.
Penises.
yes. No, I don't know if we have them. Yeah, we have them in common. It depends. Okay. But the other thing we have in common is that we smell.
Yeah,
some more than others.
That's true.
And for different reasons. So we want to introduce all our dads to an exciting...
Squelch it.
And it's an exciting new product.
And if you're confused how to spell it, just sound it out. You'll figure it out.
Squelch.
Squelch it.
It is an odor...
S-Q-U-E-L-C-H-I-T.
Well,
squelch it.
You spelled the word squelch. Yeah, it's
one word.
It.
One word website.
Oh.
One word. Google it.
Oh, it's one word website. Yeah,
it gets all the smells out. It's odor-free. It neutralizes odors. I used it myself this morning on my butt. And it works.
Yeah, my daughter told me I needed it because I fart. She said, Daddy,
you can spray it directly on your body. It's on the label.
Or in the air after you lay a bomb.
Or in your sneakers, or in a diaper genie, or just straight into the toilet.
Yeah.
Works.
Or in a Dutch oven. I think it would probably work well in a hot box Dutch oven.
Yeah, sometimes you want to savor that smell, but to each his own.
We may have to be, I think that may have to get squeezed in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But Danny, so we're coming off a weekend where I'm going to talk about my week. I had a very, very hard, I was fathering all week.
Okay.
From last Wednesday through, I mean, every day I guess I have to be a father.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless I don't come home. But this past week I had my
still dad, just an absent dad.
Absentee father. But both my kids had their birthday parties this weekend.
Okay, 2 and 1?
2 and 1. We did a 7 and a 3-year-old. So it actually started Friday night because my wife took my two kids to, or my daughter and her friend to a Mets game.
Okay.
So I babysat the young one. So I was independent, although my parents came over. So this is a total lie story because I just was, I really had the help. But I had to clean the house, which is a big deal. Because Saturday morning, our daughter had a 10-minute performance. If you sign your kids up for activities, we signed her up for a drama class.
All right.
So she hated it. Every other week she went, it was a nightmare. And we tried to read her lines the past 3 weeks, and she wanted nothing to do with it. I was like, let's do your blocking. No.
So this is like for a play? Like
it was
a play?
It's an intro to theater for 6 and 7-year-olds.
It's
like getting comfortable standing in front of people.
And teaching them how to memorize lines.
Yeah, and different things. So she did a 10-minute show, which I actually thought...
Was it good?
For
terrible?
No, for 10 minutes it was perfect.
Okay.
If it was 30 minutes, I would have had to... Blood would have...
Yeah. Well, 10 bad minutes is long. That's like a half hour.
And for all the activities I've had my kids, and I actually think this is the most appropriate final... final exposition of what it was. It was just 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Class, what it was. I went to a dance rehearsal, dance thing last year. She was in one dance
Those
class.
Things suck.
Well, they do.
They're like 3 hour long.
Well, 3 hours because all 55 classes have to do 1 3-minute number.
Awful.
So you sit there for an hour and 45 minutes.
And the kids stink.
Well, you can't see them on stage. They're dressed, they put them in the same costumes, and they're all dancing on stage.
Yeah, it's like all camo. Pick your kid out.
You better
know what your kid looks
that
like.
That was the worst. I did it once, and we didn't sign her up, which is a good thing. I also didn't think the socialization in those classes was terrible. So we just moved to town. I was good.
They don't
want
to dance, man.
Well, nobody wants, they don't talk to each other. It's like a puppy mill of dancers. They get the kids in, they dance, and they leave. There's no conversation. I thought it was very
Because they're there to train. I get it.
Yeah, they're working like dogs. Wow. Anybody's going to work my kid like a dog, it's me.
All right.
That's my job. So the party.
Child labor.
She has work to do.
Yeah.
But we had the party Saturday at our house. So we had 15 girls come over to make what, if anybody has a 6, 7, 8-year-old right now, the big at-home project is slime.
Oh, yeah. You've said that before.
It is. It has destroyed our basement carpet. And it is a combination.
So this is a birthday party to make slime.
It's birthday, yeah. So you hire these.
So it is child labor. I'm assuming you're bottling it and selling it then.
No, they each got it. It was actually a 2-in-1 because you have to make a product and that was a
piece. Come on, kids. We're going to make shirts this weekend.
Emily's birthday party. Daddy needs socks.
Yeah.
Emily needs some money, everybody, so we're making her.
Need a new suit.
That would be amazing. That's.
Their tiny hands are great with a sew.
That would be incredible. These high school girls come over and then they... makes up. Although my daughter has made so much slime, a couple of her friends did not like the slime that we were making. They thought it was a downgraded quality than the normal slime.
Well, tell them how you make it, Vinny.
So the normal slime we make is a combination of the white Elmer's glue, Barbasol red shaving cream, and what the secret ingredient is to make it all.
So far, all stuff kids want to eat.
Correct. Yeah.
They
want to touch it. They want to rub it all over the place. And then contact solution. Contact solution is what they call the secret ingredient, the bonder. If your kids,
it's
if you're
saline.
If you're an idiot parent like I have been, you sometimes will go out and buy food coloring, which is just a disaster because between the fingers, the table, everywhere. Or people like glitter your slime, which also just gets over everything.
Mess.
So, however, this company did not use shaving cream. Their secret ingredient was cornstarch, and according to these girls,
that's like a paste.
Correct. Well, they said that the slime they made was too thick. It didn't stretch.
Didn't cause enough mess.
It did not cause enough. It was not as gooey as the stuff they like to make. So they like to work it over. These girls, they didn't need it. It's insane. Hours.
Yeah. Now you know who to bring over when you want to make a pizza. Yeah.
So that was an hour. So the girls were in our basement. That was about an hour and a half. I was upstairs in our house entertaining the adults that were coming over. And I wish I could tell you what happened after that. But then I woke up Sunday morning.
Okay.
And
Vinny roofied himself.
And what? I was like, whatever. I completely got too banged up on Black Day.
Legless.
Yeah. My mom was there. She wasn't happy. But apparently everybody ate. I did barbecue. I made.
Oh my God!
You
manned the bar.
I made barbecue. I actually thought I passed out, and they were like, "You made great ribs." It's like,
you were in charge of propane.
Yeah, it's
okay. And a flame.
It's the flame. Yeah. It was, well, I know I turned them on because I was going to slow cook them. I have this thing about slow cooking ribs. You do them on a. Anybody want to do ribs out there? You do the splits with secondary heat. Put the ribs in the middle of your grill, and you put your burner on the right and left on. You do like 3 hours on a really low heat, and they are really soft. And then when you take them off, you put the barbecue sauce. Randomly, I woke up and I was like, oh, how did they find my barbecue sauce? So I put it in the pantry. So I got a 2-for-1 at Stop and Shop. And then I ran into my buddy on the train last night.
As left and right.
I ran into my buddy on the train, so I was like, oh, Randy, thank you for coming over. It was so good. I was like, I'm so sorry I didn't say goodbye. He was like, don't worry about it. I was like, I just passed out. He's like, no, you were, what do you mean? You were cooking. He was like, oh, yeah, that secret sauce for the grill. I was like, what are you talking about?
Good.
And then he was like, no, you ran in the house. Like, I got my secret sauce. I'm not telling anybody what it is.
It's like Heinz.
Yeah. So I think my daughter and myself, we had a great 7th birthday party.
Yeah. separately.
Separately. All for different reasons.
Hopefully.
And I am still recovering. My son's party was at one of those bounce houses. Everybody's been there.
Yeah.
Just jump around and bounce.
Love those.
And then I recovered. We did do a lot of unpacking of gifts. And so this is what I wanted to... This is all going to get to a point if any business. Like, there is something I didn't want to talk about.
Yeah, we're closing the circle soon.
So this, all of this, and I actually was happy with the gifts we got. But prior to the birthday party, the birthday party, they're all more of a gift cards.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine. In their wallet. It got me thinking too both. Unpacking presents, taking presents out of the box, and playing with some of these toys that people give you. And I appreciate that Shane's birthday party. His father was leaving early. He goes, listen, I gotta leave early. But I gotta tell you something. I said, well, he's gonna love the gift I gave you. I was like, why? He goes, you just gotta unpack it and you use it.
It's a book?
He was like, it is no assembly required.
Yeah.
No, it was a truck, but it was a truck that, like,
yeah.
Easy out, you do like two little cuts of the plastic, done, throw the box.
What's with all the fucking ties? On these toys. Mm-hmm. Like, are kids... Is there a rapid inclinement of kids stealing toys from toy stores?
No, I think there's a business for people who make ties that's very profitable. There, and somebody is selling them at a high price.
They're just hoodwinking the toy industry.
They are.
Like, you need these twisty ties.
It's not the cardboard.
We're telling you, those little kids, they're not midgets. They're midget thieves.
If you look at them, they're actually a little piece of steel wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
They may be keeping the steel industry alive.
Took me a solid hour getting Buzz Lightyear out of this.
No, it's contraption. It's terrible. What I don't understand is, oh, so you don't have Dora. When you do a Barbie, Barbies have two plastic knobs coming out of their head, and they get cut off, but half it still stays in the Barbie head, and if you don't push it in, it's like pointy.
Whoa.
It's the weird, I don't know why, because they want to attach the head to the box. So it's, you know, the two plastic, it's like,
yeah,
when you
why wouldn't you just put it around the neck like every other
toy? I know, but it's like how they do
that price test. Bondage.
Anybody out there who can explain to me why Barbie has two plastic things in the back of her head on the box? Emails it.
Yeah, that's a pretty crappy thing. Just toys and things you got to put together.
It was the worst. But then, however, last week after school, I come home, do a lot of activities with my kids, and I'm going to give you no particular order, but I'm going to go one by one about why each of these I would never like to receive as a present again, and why I think for a child they're the most useless.
Okay.
I'm going to start with. I'll go from like not so bad to actually the.
All right, let's get going.
First, our puzzles. It's not the... Okay, so puzzles. I am not a fan, and I'm not talking about the puzzles that are 50 or 100 pieces that you do as a family that I make. I'm talking about these Melissa and Doug wood puzzles that you do once. And I challenge any parent out there to tell me they've done it once. Because you do it once.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
They get... First of all, I don't think I have one complete set of pieces in my house.
Yeah.
They all get lost. When you store them, you stack them up. The kid comes by, knocks them all over, there's pieces everywhere.
See, they're bad for me because my dog likes to eat those, because they're wood, so he just likes to chew on them like it's a stick from outside.
But they're terrible.
And then I have splinters all over the house.
No, they're terrible.
Very safe environment my home is.
It is the worst. I mean, I feel like I put them together more than anybody else. What my mother told me as a recommendation why they're good is, yeah, but they're so good, you can donate them to a nursery school.
Donate anything.
Donate anything. But why is the puzzle that the kids want to learn? I swear my
by the time I'm place. And by the time I'm donating it, Mom, it's missing half the pieces. Things are out of shape. They've been chewed on.
It's terrible. It's
no
terrible.
One's learning from the puzzle. I'm
no. I have a closet of puzzles that I'm not happy with. The other thing that drives me crazy are these small Legos.
You mean just regular Legos?
Well, yeah. The
Lego-sized Legos?
Not the Duplo.
Not Duplo.
And I understand what I become more cognizant of is if you actually buy an age-appropriate gift, you probably don't have these problems. Because those boxes
definitely.
Do
your
say
your kids
seven.
Shouldn't have Legos. Legos are for, like, 18-plus.
A three-year-old with tiny Legos is just a Lego mess.
Or a death waiting to happen.
Oh, no. They're all... if you come over our house, everybody's stepping on a Lego.
Oh, those well, kill. I was thinking choking on, but...
Oh, no.
That is the hazard they plaster on the box.
They,
imagine a few kids choke from
your
them.
Kids put them in their mouth?
Yes.
Oh, and mine never did. Thank God. They like to eat food. I never thought about that, because I've never had a problem with kids eating Legos. I just hate them around my house, and I hate playing with them, because the kid, again, they don't play with them. They watch you put it together, you give
and
them a
the
little police
it.
Car, throw it across the room, and it's destroyed. Mm. And they want you to rebuild it.
Yeah.
This is not a toy for a child to play
with. Yeah, I don't like... If my child is receiving a gift from you, mm-hmm. and I have work to do because of it, I hate you.
Oh, the worst. The other gift that...
Here's this really cool car for Brady, but now I have to spend 2 hours putting it together. And we don't have batteries for it. And then the batteries we buy, we have to charge. I hate you so much because of this gift.
And batteries are the secret. My thing is, if you're going to give me a gift with batteries,
give the batteries.
Spend the extra $10. Give me the batteries. Read the box. If it says batteries included, but if it says batteries not included, give the batteries. Because you were just causing grief for the kid, and now it's to play it. Have to run to the store. Because no, I don't keep a supply of Everettes.
Oh, we had a lot of batteries in my house sometimes.
The batteries I have are the size I don't
need. If we need one set of AA's, I'll go to the store and buy every single letter battery in the store.
Do you have a 9?
Like we're going to have some sort of atomic explosion and... I need all these batteries to charge my house.
Well, AA is going at the remote. So you always need a 2-volt. Do you have a 9-volt? What size are you currently stocking?
No joke. Triple A's, double A's, C's, D's, 9-volts, which I like to call B's. There's no B battery.
First of all, 9-volts are in the weirdest gifts. Weirdest stories of 9-volts.
What, walkie-talkies? Kidding me?
How many sets of walkie-talkies do you have?
Just one, but walkie-talkies is an awesome gift.
For your kid is 3 years old.
No, that's like for me. That's for me.
I was say, who's giving you these
gifts? Yeah, I use that.
I was like, Danny, you're...
Well, that's the best part
are
for me.
Are you having a party?
Going through the gifts, finding out which ones I like.
Well, we know. When it's Danny's birthday, just go to Toys R Us and buy them.
R.I.P.
That's sad.
God.
Very sad.
Act like you've been there before. Show some dignity.
It's terrible. That is a sad state because I don't know. Amazon is now just doing the
books. Yeah.
Our local toy shop closed as well, which I love the shopping.
Oh, that's sad. They always have some cool stuff.
But I thought they would have stayed open.
Yeah.
But they did not. So I'm going to do this. Two more on my list that are driving me crazy. One is a gift in noise. My wife's aunt told me this. And every time somebody gives you anything, it makes noise. My parents, it was sort of my idea, but this week my son got a drum set.
Oh, nice.
So, it is the loudest.
Tearing up the skins.
We'll post a photo of him playing it. And it is the loudest. It is just, I mean, it's fun for the kid. And again, for the 5 minutes he's doing it.
Yeah, and I'd count that as one, like, fun for me, like, if I get to use it.
But they're tiny drums. That's not adult size. But for kids. There's like a whole, there is an industry of the discovery drum set. They're age appropriate sizes.
All right.
But the one toy that really set me off this past week, because I was 30 minutes of hell, and somebody has to write an experience to me. What are the deal with watercolor paints? When you paint, you get those strips of watercolors, you have to dip the brush in the little paint. It takes approximately 10 minutes to get any color out of there. The kids use it. It all comes out the same color. The water spills. I now have these, I have more of these little slates of all green paints because they all merge. Watercolors are ugly.
Then culture yourself one time for me. Water paint is good.
No, you're going to feel watercolors for a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old, for any child out there, watercolor.
Tell that to Picasso.
I don't think Picasso would use, I think he used acrylic.
Van Gogh used water paint. I bet you Van Gogh.
Back then, he's wood.
No, they were big finger painters back
then. Nobody gave it a
paint. All right. Agree to disagree.
So that's my list, Danny. I have more watercolor in my house right now. Yeah. Oh, the other gift, this is sort of fun, but it's a bit kind of cleaner. Have you seen a pie face thing?
I hate that.
Oh, pie in the face. I thought I liked it.
There's so much cleanup afterwards.
Oh,
there's whipped cream everywhere. On the wall.
It's the best. If you don't know the pie in the face game, essentially it's a game where you put whipped cream on a hand and you hit a button.
And everyone clicks the timer until it smacks you in the face with the pie. With the whipped cream. Whipped cream flies.
The pie in the face people.
My son doesn't play it the right way. He just likes to put the whipped cream on it and then keep turning the knob until it shoots whipped cream.
So
he uses it as a whipped cream catapult.
My daughter's eyes are whipped. I'm like, you have to turn the can upside down. I'm like, the can has to be facing downward, not up. And I'm like, there goes all the nitrogen. I'm like, we're all high
now. Now we figured out what Vinny did at the party.
Right. Well,
that's why I blacked out.
Too much pie in the face. No, but they innovated the game because now, you know when you go to a carnival and there's the big sledgehammer and the hips up in the air?
Mm-hmm.
So that's now the game. So the kids stand there. And it's like up in the air, and the kids have to sit there with a sledgehammer and hit it really hard.
And the whipped cream goes
and
flying?
The thing goes up in the air, and then if you hit the actual hand, if you hit it hard enough, and then the whipped cream pops. So now that the hand is 4 feet in the air, it goes flying not only on the child, everywhere.
Yeah. So, man. Fuck but yeah, they made that game.
That movie was terrible.
And then the guy that bought it for me.
Correct. So, that was my list.
Nah, it's a pretty good list. Pretty good list. All those things suck.
Maybe terrible. Did you do a list?
No. I added on to the things I have to put together. That was me contributing.
This is how we
operate. I'm not a hateful guy. I only hate one
thing. By the way, just so we know, everybody, this was this segment was great.
I think so.
I think it did, but you were supposed to have a list.
Your list was 15 minutes long. If I added to the list, that's the whole freaking show. Get out of here. I contributed.
I think it's...
things that you have to put together. And then I was talking about cleanup, but you stole my thunder there.
I don't even know.
This guy.
I really wanted to get into those paints.
Yeah, we got to them. Maybe that's why you're in a bad mood, not because it's about me not contributing enough.
I am still hungry. Wait. So, you want to do a...
Well, I was gonna say, did you ever potty train? Obviously, you did. You're too old. They're not still shit in the pants.
None of us are potty trained.
Not even Emily.
We all go to the bathroom with our pants. Every one of us goes to the bathroom with our pants. There's nothing better than a good crap.
Yeah.
Wiping it. Oh, it's the best thing ever. We have a little
paints quite the picture, folks.
We have a shelf. All of my favorite duties.
All right.
And Shane's underwear, the big ones. I do have a, I have a duty obsession. I'll tell you this. My daughter last night. Emily last night, before we went to bed, she was like, "Dad, I have to go to the bathroom." So we're in the bathroom. And she's like, "Can I have privacy?" I was like, "Sure." So she's sitting down, privacy. So then she calls me back in when she's done. She's like, "Daddy," and then she's wiping. I said, "Make sure don't wipe in the back and the front because they don't know how to still figure out how to wipe." So I was like, "She wiped your butt. Let's try to put it in the front." I was like, "No, don't do that because that's something bad."
Yeah, good.
Germ situation. So then she threw the toilet paper in the toilet.
Right.
And she's like, "Daddy, do you remember when you called mommy when I took a poop?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah." She's like, "I took such a big poop. You had mommy take a picture and text it to you, and then you deleted it." And I was like, and she was like, "You were so proud of me." And I was like, "Yes, I was." It's an accomplishment. If these little bodies can produce.
To the chef.
Well, yeah, and so for them, they're proud of themselves and what they're making. It's creation.
Yeah,
I mean, and it takes a bit. I mean, that's
all right. I think we talked about it enough.
We digress.
Yeah,
it's poop.
Yeah.
It's poop. don't say the S word. All
right. I was told I cursed too much.
You were. Well, that means that was one of our. So thank you, all of our. Anybody who writes in, we do listen and pay attention. We've got a lot of you in there. Approximately two emails this week.
Yeah, we got to get a new server.
I think it's overloaded.
Gigs.
I think
the gigs of mail.
But this
the gigabytes and megabytes.
But this, there is a dad out there who needs a lot of our help out there, guys, and wives, and sons and daughters. So So this guy, his name is Robert, and he wrote us. he wrote us for the first time, or maybe a second. And this is the challenge he said. So he has a 4-year-old kid, and he wanted to spend a nice Saturday afternoon relaxing with him. So he brought him to a movie. And right before the movie started, he decided to call his
big mistake.
Big. Okay, so Robert, we're gonna unpack this when we're done. So he calls his wife. She asks, "Where are you?" He's like, "Oh, I'm at the movies. Go, we're going to the movies." She's like, "Okay." And then the dreaded, "What are you going to see? What movie do you think on a Saturday, Dan, if he was bringing his 4-year-old to see?"
Avengers. Solo. Something like that.
So that probably would have made more sense. No, the first choice was Ready Player One.
Okay,
that's still out.
Yeah,
It's How's still out. Yeah. And that's definitely a high school teenager.
Okay.
And she was like, "No, you're crazy." And then he was like, "Okay, so we'll go see Solo." Solo, I don't think would have been a bad choice.
No, I took my 3-year-old to see Last Jedi.
Yeah, I loved it. So, but she was like, "No." And then he tried to offer Show Dogs, which I don't even know what this movie is. My parents, PG, and it's cartoon.
Oh, okay.
However, she quickly, because his wife is on top of it, Googled.
Hard pass on the cartoon?
Oh, no, because there was a scene where there was some unwanted touching that sends the wrong message to children.
In a cartoon?
I have no clue, but that's a fast Google search.
Wow.
And we're talking about a wife who was on top of the movie scene.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for this father...
I was watching It with my kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't understand.
It's a scary clown movie.
That's a
I'm terrified of it. And I was like, "I'm going to get over my fear." Say, "Brady, you're going to do it with me."
And now your kid is going to be terrified.
Mary didn't walk in. She flipped out.
It is not an appropriate movie. So this guy ends up leaving the movie theater after paying.
Mm.
This is just a sad state of being father, because this podcast is about telling dads and celebrating dads who are dadding hard, who are being out there doing everything, standing up for themselves, and
going to whatever movie they want.
Correct. So this is an example of Robert, you being a super, super soft dad.
Very flaccid.
You gave it up to the wife. It's terrible. This is terrible. But it got me thinking, Is being a soft dad, is it being a soft dad, or could you argue he was just being a very good husband?
Definitely good husband, but super soft.
But I don't know if he was a good husband, because...
Well, in terms of
you want to stand, you have
not
to
wanting to get screamed at, shouted at.
Correct, but he's going to be walked all over.
Yeah, well,
he's basically saying, I will just do whatever you tell me.
Gotta lie to her.
Correct, but she doesn't want, she wants to be able to push back. You have to push back.
Or lie. Whatever. Lie, cheat, steal.
No, yeah, no. Oh, he totally should have. When I mean push back, I mean lie. He should have just said, "Great, we'll go have
done.
Lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, 100% no.
Whatever you want.
Robert, in this state of affairs...
Guess what, Tommy? Now we're not seeing show dogs. We're seeing show girls.
We're going to Lace.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy it. I'll
show you PG.
The question... I don't even know if he asked the question. Unfortunately, his question.
He didn't want
like,
our advice at all, but now you have it.
Yeah, he wants to know what movies are really appropriate for kids and dads to see for PG. And
I'm the wrong person to ask.
It's whatever movie you want to see, if it's appropriate for you.
Whatever movie I want to see.
Correct.
If I want to see it, but I got to take my kid to go see it, all right, so be it.
It's your home.
How about that?
Totally.
How about that rhyme for you? Put that in your pipe and smoke.
Go watch what you want to watch at your house, at your movie theater, at your son. Or daughter. You have to let them know. YouTube, because ultimately they are going to get exposed to worse things on YouTube Kids and the streets of New York City.
Once they start learning to use the internet, all bets are off. So
every show is terrible. Every cartoon.
While you can control things, control things. Control the remote, control the movie you're seeing.
But it doesn't matter. Every cartoon is about a bad guy getting beat up and attacking somebody else getting killed.
And yeah, no, and it always was.
Right, so what is the difference that it translates into real life in a movie?
And if cartoons want to touch each other in appropriate ways that send inappropriate messages, so be it.
The kid, the only person who knows it's inappropriate is the adult. The child just sees the kid as being cute.
Yeah, it's like, look at those two doggies humping.
Right. But
they're just hugging.
Totally. More to the point, you gave in to your wife. I'm really upset with her. So we want everybody out there, let's give Robert...
Yeah, never give in to your wife.
Some much-needed confidence. Let's make sure that next week, when she calls, he hangs up the phone.
Yeah.
He just goes, quick.
I like that.
He may not,
great advice.
He may not have a place to live for a week.
Don't talk.
But he'll be a dad. He'll be dadding so hard because he's dadding so hard. It's terrible. It's totally terrible.
Terrible.
It's so soft. So you can't.
So soft.
I may not be. We may just have to.
Like a bowl of pudding.
It's terrible. If I ever meet you, Robert, I'm gonna lock city in person. I may never. Hopefully, we will. No, we never. We're doing a live show with you often.
That's my dream. In front of a group of people podcasting. I want
to
see
people need to see this. Danny and I have been in a weight loss competition, and our dad bods were getting tight.
Yeah.
Well, that's tight is code for awesome.
Goodbye, dad bod. R.I.P. dad
bod. So, all you ladies out there, want to see it's not a telecast, a live podcast. Right in, get us a location. Maybe we'll show up at somebody's house.
Ooh, I don't hate that. Outdoors.
I'd have to remember. Maybe no drinking.
No, yeah. Can't be doing whippets at the live podcast. It's
gonna be pie in the face. Will there be any pie?
Yeah, sure.
Lots of pie at the podcast.
Yeah.
Remember that movie Revenge of the Nerds and they had the pie booth?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I can watch Kiss the Pies, Pie in the Face.
All right. That's all we got.
Well, I had some more, but
I think that's all we got. We'll wrap it up. We want to keep you coming back for more. I got some more stuff to talk about, too. We did some potty training. Cody and I ate chili peppers. We'll get to that. It was a mistake. He didn't do it on purpose. We'll talk about it later.
Did you squelch it after?
Yeah.
Did you squelch? You needed to squelch that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys. Anybody, if you're listening out there, a lot of our people have been coming up to Danny and I in the streets. Thanking us for this podcast.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of thank yous.
And they've all followed us.
And they all followed us.
Continue to do it.
Send us everything. Send us your emails at
That's a Hard Podcast at gmail.com. Instagram, Facebook, same exact thing at That's a Hard Podcast. Twitter's the only different one at That's a Hard Pod.
And send us feedback. Hopefully our voice.
Oh, yeah. Give us feedback. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, what we should change because. We're guys for the people. We're here for the little guys.
A lot of you did complain to us that we weren't loud enough, so we this week are really trying to turn it up. So let us know if we did that.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Later.